Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This week on The Breakup Breakdown.
They had tips in the past where they, you know, friends duke it out and make up. What I hear is, I have no friends here. Fuck you. Fuck your marriage. And I hope you have a horrible fucking time. And a door slam. I'm running out. The bride is sobbing again. And I'm just like, oh my God.
Your bachelorette party is supposed to be the most fun time of your life with your best friends, not the thing that ends your decade-long friendship. Welcome to season 7, episode 19 of The Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And this week, we've got a submission where someone says things got so contentious on a bachelorette trip, the bride's best friend disinvited herself from the wedding. And if you're wondering where submissions like this come from, I take story tips in the episode description through a submission form. So if you want to submit a friendship breakup, so if you want to submit your own breakup story, whether it's friendship or romantic, or tip me off to something you've seen on social media, or if you want me to get a little nosy and slide into someone's DMs, I take all of those story tips again in the episode description form. Wherever the story comes from, we don't care. We just want to hear what happened. You know, we want to hear a good story, but also get some good lessons along the way. And as always, if you want to jump to a certain part of the interview, timestamps are in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another episode of The Breakup Breakdown. This week, we've got a submission where a bachelorette party split apart a group of 3 best friends of 10 years. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week, we are shouting out the Women's Center for Advancement in Omaha, Nebraska. The Women's Center for Advancement assists anyone in the Omaha area who is experiencing domestic violence, sexual assault, stalking, or human trafficking. They have free, high-quality services that address their clients' immediate safety needs and help them to grow into independence over time. For more details, head to the episode description. Now, one more thing before I get into the actual submission, I want to apologize for the lack of an episode last week. Without giving too many details, there was a small emergency happening in my life, and the interview that is coming out right now that I'm about to play for you, I had to push off a couple more days, and just in all transparency, did not have a backup episode. So I apologize for the delay in getting to release this episode, but it is going to be a good one. So this week's submission is a friendship breakup, which I always love getting to do and getting to kind of shake things up from the typical romantic breakups that we hear from. So this is a friendship of 3 people of about 10 years. And this submission is from somebody who is in this little trio that is now broken up. It says, we went to the bride's brother's house outside of insert major city here for her bachelorette party, and there were no plans. It ended with the bride crying, the planner yelling, and basically both of us losing a friend. Overall, it was probably the worst planned bachelorette party. The vibes were bad. No one was drinking and trying to help me keep the bride happy or having fun. Now, I hate leading into cliches, which is that girls' trips always end with some kind of friendship ending or the friendship never being the same. It's like you go to Miami with 5 friends, you leave with 3. I've always felt like bachelorette parties were supposed to kind of be the outlier for the girls' trip just because there's a common purpose in mind. You know, with a typical girls' trip, you show up and everyone's there obviously to have a good time with their friends, but for all intents and purposes, it's everyone's trip. When it comes to a bachelorette party, I feel like no matter what happens, like you just need to make sure the bride is having a good time. Obviously, you want to have a good time as a group, but the number one priority is that the bride is happy. And so I'm wondering here what happened with the actual planning and how that contributed to the demise of this friendship. Were the friends pissed they had to show up for a poorly planned bachelorette party and that's why they got mad? Or was it the other way around? Did the friends not show up for this bride and they ended up getting cut off? Or is it something completely different? Well, we'll find out when we break down this week's breakup.
We were actually a group of three, you know, like there's always those 3 different girls who become friends. You have the cinnamon roll, the one who looks like a cinnamon roll, who can kill you, the one who, you know, that whole meme of like those 3 groups of girls and there's always the 3 type stereotypes. And we are basically that, to be completely honest. So I was actually friends with 1 girl. We'll call her girl A and then girl B. So girl A is the one who introduced me to girl B. Girl B is the one who ended up being the friend that we both lost at the end of the day. And we all became friends because we worked at a toxic work environment, per usual. Like you, You trauma bond, right? You end up being like, oh, I hate my job. Like, let's find friends who you can go out after work with, who has the same experience, who understands the same culture as you, who you can talk shit with and basically feel like you have that support system when you don't potentially have it in the workplace. So we became friends that way. They had both lived in the town that I live in now, and they weren't from here. So like they needed more friends, more people to go out with. So, you know, I'm from this town and I was more than happy to take them out. And, you know, it just progressed from there. You know, you start with like happy hours after work to like kind of suss them out and be like, are we compatible? Are we actually gonna be friends? And then it just progresses of, okay, after work, oh, you wanna hang out on the weekend? You wanna go to the weekend stuff? Let's do a weekend trip. So much so that the reason I have a dog now is because of this friend group. And that was in, 2016 is when we all became friends. This all happened this year when we stopped basically becoming friends. I feel like that's a pretty long time to be friends with somebody to then end up not talking to them at all.
Coming up on a decade of friendship with these people. It's no light thing for that friendship to end. So let's talk about how we even got there. So you said the friendship ended in February, but how do we even get there? Like, were there signs? Was there something that happened that kind of triggered the falling out of this relationship?
Not necessarily. Like, we all have very different personalities. We all have very strong personalities. So yeah, like we'd rub each other the wrong way. We all were very stubborn. Some days I felt like I was the peacekeeper within the three of us, but it never felt like it was just disjointed, to be completely honest. It felt like we were all just friends. We would all figure each other out. We were adult friends at this point, you know, like we had gone through our 20s together. We're all approaching 30, getting our lives together, like actually doing well in our careers, being able to go on trips together, be able to see each other more often. Like, there was nothing that had indicated that this was going to be as big of a blow up as it became. You know, like we talked, because we all lived in different places at this point in our lives, you know, we talked infrequently, but we made a point. I mean, I had seen both of them at least once a year from 2016 to now, 2025. Out of all the friends I've had, like they were probably the most consistent people that I had seen, like went and traveled to see for the past over 10 years. I don't even visit my college friends like that. To me, for it to like get to this point was actually wild, because it felt like it was just kind of all these pent up emotions that me and friend A didn't know about just happened here. And it happened in the worst place and the worst timing possible, because it was friend A's bachelorette party.
Oh my God. Okay, so let's start there. So take me from the beginning of the story of how everything went down.
Friend A got engaged last year. Me and friend B both went there to surprise her, to get her ready for an engagement. And the reason I'm saying this is because then friend B at the engagement party basically raised her hand and said, I want to plan the bachelorette trip. And everyone else was like, okay, cool. Like, you want to plan the bachelorette trip? Like, you got it. Like, I, at the time, was pregnant. So I was like, I really don't have time to plan a bachelorette trip. I probably would have stepped in because I am a planner, but I was like, I have my own basically shit going on. So like, hey, if you want to plan this, you got it. And that's kind of how this all happened. Like, so she was in charge of all the planning. I kept texting friend B, being like, hey, do you need help? Like, do you know what friend A wants? Like, let me know what I can do. Like, obviously I'm still pregnant, but I'm more than happy to help out in whatever way possible. You know, just like, let me know, like dates, times, whatever, I'll make it work out. So we get thrown into a group message. Friend B was like, all right, here's the plan. Here's what we're going to do. And she made it sound like everything was ran past the bride and the bride's mom. I was like, okay, like you have it all down. Like, she had said that it was going to be Shrek theme. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, if you're running this all past the bride and potentially her mom, like we're all going to, all the girls in this group are just going to be like, tell us when, where, how much, and we'll be there. So we all show up to this bachelorette party. Friend B sends out, you know, the schedule, and you normally send out a schedule. It felt like there's nothing planned, and there was really nothing planned. We show up, friend A was like, hey, like, when is everyone coming in? Like, I would love to see everybody. Friend B assumed that friend A didn't want to get off of work to see us. So she was like, oh, I thought you were just going to show up at like 5 after work. And we would then like hang out, do whatever. And friend A was like, everyone's coming in for my bachelorette party. Like, I can take off of work. Like, I want to see y'all. I would rather take off of work to see y'all than go to work and then go do this, right? So she comes in, friend B is still like, we're still trying to set up the house that we're in. And the kicker is that it is her brother's house.
You're so kidding.
You show up as a bride saying, oh my God, this is my bachelorette trip, to your brother's house. So already off to a not great start, right? I'm over here trying to salvage things because, like I said, at this point, me and friend B are one of the oldest friends she has at this bachelorette party. And, you know, we're all getting there. Everyone's getting there. And then no one's drinking. And friend A is like, what the heck is happening? The bride is like, why is no one drinking with me? Granted, I am postpartum. Like, I just had my baby in June. I hadn't been drinking a lot. But I am over here like, I'm going to try to make this the best bachelorette trip of your life. So I'm drinking with her. I'm trying to up the vibes. I'm trying to do all this. So then we start talking. And there's about, I think, 9 girls who were invited. One girl doesn't show up. And she had been texting the bride the whole entire week beforehand, being like, I'm so excited to see you. Can't wait to see you. Blah, blah, blah. We get there, right? We're setting up. Friend B is actually friends with, I'm going to say friend C now, friend C. And we're like texting her, being like, hey, are you okay? Like, the bride knows her. I know her. Friend B knows her. We're like, hey, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Zero. We're not hearing anything. Zero, anything, whatever. So, okay, we're like, okay, well, I hope she's okay. Friend B texts her sister. Friend C's sister doesn't respond. So this all happens, and like the night's going on again. We're all vibing. We're all talking about the fact that this girl doesn't show up. And then friend B goes, well, she wasn't going to the wedding anyways.
What?
And friend A and the bride was like, oh, that's news to me, because she hadn't RSVP'd yet. So like the vibes are down. It is train wreck training. Everybody goes to sleep early because like they're tired. Nobody drank. I stay up until like 2 a.m. with the bride trying to figure out how I can continue to salvage this bachelorette party, even though I am tired. Remember, I am basically a new mom still. Like I like haven't drank. I am tired. I just got off a plane to see and then try to set up this up. Like, you know, I'm like, okay, what can we do tomorrow? Tomorrow happens. The next day happens. We have brunch at a place that we thought was a local chain. But again, the friend B who planned it doesn't know anything about the location we're at. So she actually chose a place that was a local chain. The bride was like, great, cool, great to be here. Also, we're all dressed up as Shrek characters. And yeah, and then side note, nobody's Shrek because Shrek was supposed to be the girl who didn't even show up.
Oh my God.
We're just all dressed up and there's no Shrek because again, Shrek didn't show up. So we're at this brunch place. And, you know, we're like, okay, what's next? Like, you know, looking at plan B. Friend B was like, oh, well, I thought we'd just bop around here and drink for the rest of the day. That's it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like, do you have locations, anything? And she's like, no, like, I just thought we were going to walk around and like figure it out. So I pull up my phone and I start Googling like dive bars. The bride loves dive bars. So I'm like Googling dive bars. Granted, it is like 11 a.m. too. So like dive bars don't normally open up until, you know, like 3 p.m., whatever. And I am like, okay, like trying to put together a plan of like where we can go so that we have a place to drink that might hopefully be fun. And then we have a second place to drink that hopefully is better. And then we, you know, like to fill up the time until the only other thing that was planned was a 6 p.m. dinner reservation. So again, this is 11 a.m. We have until 6 p.m. for me to try to help figure this out because, I'm over here trying to salvage the whole entire bachelorette party. So we, quote unquote, bop around to one place to the next. And then by 3 p.m., everyone's like, okay, like, we're done. I also forgot to add that I puked and rallied, like, after brunch because I was the only one drinking. I, like, had to puke because I was like, so I was just drinking so much, and I was like, I need to throw up. So I threw up and then proceeded to go out for this entire time. And I was like, okay, well, I'm trying to do this whole thing. And, you know, I was still taking shots. I was doing everything with her. By 3 p.m., everyone was like, okay, well, it's kind of dead. The vibes are down. We went to these dive bars. They're obviously dead. Like, dive bars don't get busy until like 3 to 5, and we had already been out. So we all go back to her brother's house to chill out for a little bit, to get ready and whatnot. I tell the bride, hey, like, I need a nap. Like, I just puked and rallied. I've been drinking the whole entire time. Like, can I please, like, I'm just going to go take a quick 20-minute nap. I'll be back. I'll do whatever. So I'm in a room taking a nap, and all I hear is, well, fuck me then for trying to make this all about you, but you're breeding people, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't hear the rest. Door slam. I run out because I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? The rest of the bridesmaids, I get this like secondhand, obviously, so I don't know what was happening. But I guess during the time that I was taking a nap, all the rest of the people who were at the bachelorette party were just sitting on their phone. Like, no one was talking to the bride. No one was like having fun with the bride. No one was like doing what she wanted, which she wanted to continue to drink, to continue to talk, to have fun. Like, you're at a bachelorette party. Like, you don't get a lot of time to see each other, like, unless you see the bride constantly. So everybody being on their phone or whatever was like really making the bride sad. Like, she was like, well, I'm here. Like, we're here. Like, we should be hanging out. Like, let's talk. Like, let's do things. Clearly didn't happen. So I like run out, right? Like, and that's why I heard secondhand is that happened. Like, and then the bride was like, y'all are being so boring, like, drink with me. I guess the bride went into the room that she was sharing with friend B and was like, hey, like, come out, because she was I guess in the room, like, in on TikTok and like just scrolling. And the bride came in and was like, hey, like, come out, like, let's have fun, like, I'm not having fun. I guess they blew up at each other, and all I heard was like that last part, which I said was like, well, fuck me for trying to make this fun for you, and then like a door slamming. Immediately I'm out here trying to do damage control. The bride is sobbing. We're trying to get her dressed. We're trying to get to dinner, right? The bride is like, oh my, like, she feels so bad that she has made everybody come to her brother's house, to not in the city, outside of a major city, for what she feels like is the shittiest bachelorette party of her life, right? And so the rest of the girls are like trying to help her, like, feel like, no, we're here for you, like, we're trying to get all better, you know, I'm trying to do damage control, like, we're about to miss our reservation. So I call up the place, the restaurant we're supposed to be at. I was like, hey, like, we're running late. Can we move our reservation? The person on the phone is like, oh, like, what time was your reservation at? And I say, you know, 6 p.m. They're like, oh, well, we don't have any time. We don't have a time for 6 p.m. I was like, well, it's supposed to be under friend B's name. Oh yeah, that got canceled. This girl is in the room. She's canceling things. Didn't tell anybody that she canceled the reservation. I was like, oh, well, we still want this reservation then. Like, can we move it? Like, we're going to be there at like 7 p.m. instead. Whatever. The bride is still crying. The bride is now crying also about the fact that she paid so much money for this outfit that she was bullied into buying by friend B and friend C that she didn't even want. She doesn't like it. She doesn't want to wear it. And we're like, okay, well, like, get into it. Like, let's, again, we're all trying. All the rest of the girls in this house are trying to salvage this. So we're like, okay, like, let's get into this. Let's get into dinner. Like, let's try to make this feel better. We don't go to the reservation. I call the restaurant back, whatever. We cancel that reservation because it's also 30 minutes away from where we're staying. So we're like, yeah, like, that's not happening. Like, we need to go closer to where we're staying. We get into the car that her dad comes and picks us up and drives us, because again, we are really close to her hometown that she grew up in, that her parents are just around hanging out to be there to support us. And yeah, that is dinner, sobbing through the rest of the time. We get home or get to the house. Everyone's trying to stay up to like make sure she's okay. She sobs herself to sleep. She cries herself to sleep. She wakes up again, like, is kind of mad because we're all kind of talking about her, making sure she's okay, and like trying to decide like what to do. Some of them have to drive the next day. So they're like, hey, like, I have to sleep. Like, I can't drive if on like 2 hours of sleep. I'm like, okay, I get it. Like, I'm getting on a flight. So I'm like, I'm going to get an Uber. It's fine. Like, go to sleep, whatever. One of them's like, well, what do we do about friend B? And I'm like, oh, don't worry about friend B. She's going to wake up at 6 a.m., leave before anyone else wakes up, and like dip out. I know her MO, like, she's not going to be here when you wake up. And she's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, it'll be fine. Everyone else goes to sleep. Again, I am Soul Survivor! Awake with the bride who's still sobbing.
Oh,
And I'm
what
just
kind of
hearing.
things are the is the bride saying? Is she like, this is the bachelorette of nightmares? I can't believe this is my life.
A little bit of that, and honestly, she just felt more bad that we all paid to come to her and that this is what it was.
Yeah.
You know, like she was like, you guys paid money to be here. Like it's supposed to be a fun weekend. I can't believe you're paying money to be here. Here being her brother's house in a suburb of a major city, not even in the major city. So we didn't even get to see the city. She just felt bad that we took time out of our busy schedules. She's like, I made you leave your son. And I was like, I would have left him regardless. Like, she's one of my best friends. So, like, of course, I was, you know, saying all the things to be like, we're here for you. And that's all that matters at the end of the day. Trying to make her understand that, like, yeah, this might not be the best bachelorette, but like, we're here for you at the end of the day. So, you know, just trying to make you feel better about the fact that, in all honesty, it was a shitty bachelorette and it wasn't planned and there was nothing to do. And like, it just felt like very discombobulated, disjointed, and definitely not what she wanted. She then told me what she wanted, and she wanted a last toast on the coast kind of deal where we are on a coastal town, you know, in her state. And there was a specific town that she knows about that a lot of bachelorette parties go to that had cute little dive bars. She was like, that would have been, that's what I wanted. And I was like, fuck. Like, I'm just like sitting here being like, great, like that would have been great to know. Like, and telling her, like, I'm so sorry, that's not what you got. Like, if I had known, you know, I would have pushed for that. And she was like, yeah, no one asked me anything what I wanted. So this is where it's all revealed that friend B hadn't talked to the bride about what she wanted, hadn't talked to her about where she wanted to be, hadn't talked to her about the theme she wanted, hadn't talked to her about like anything. So all the rest of the girls were just like, oh yeah, like we thought that this is what the bride wanted, that this is that she wanted the Shrek theme. She wanted it here at her brother's house. She wanted to keep the cost low. But no, it seemed that friend B decided all of this on her own, and the bride didn't get a decision at all. So I now feel absolutely horrible. And I'm, you know, at this point, it is like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, hey, babe, like, I love you so much. Are you okay? I need to go to sleep. I'm so sorry. But, and she's like, yeah, I'm fine. Like, she was about to fall asleep anyways. I was like, okay, tucking her in. Cause again, she was sharing the room with friend B. So she doesn't get a room right now. The bride does not have a room to sleep in. So she's sleeping on the couch in her brother's house. So I'm over here like, okay, like tucking her in the couch, like, whatever. I wake up early cause I'm like, okay, like I wake up a little earlier because I hear screaming again. And so I thought what would happen was that the bride and friend B would like duke it out because they've done this before. They had tiffs in the past where they, you know, friends duke it out, whatever, and make up. No, what I hear is I have no friends here. Fuck you. Fuck your marriage and have a, and I hope you have a horrible fucking time and a door slam. Again, I'm running out and being like, oh my God, no freaking way that this is happening right now. It is 6 a.m. in the morning. The bride is sobbing again. And I'm just like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like, I got her to calm down finally. Friend B, obviously out the door, storms out, yelling that nobody checked on her. She was sobbing all night. Obviously, she has no friends because nobody even cared about her. Like, no one came to check on her, blah, 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 blah. Like, making it honestly all about her. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, of course I'm not checking. I know I'm friend B's friend. Like, I know I have responsibility to her, but I also have responsibility to the bride who's literally sobbing at her bachelorette party. Like, this is not about you, girlfriend. Like, I not about you. Like, if this was about you, I wouldn't have been by your side. But you made the bride freaking cry at her own bachelorette party. What? Why would I check on you? Sorry. Like, why? So basically, that happens. I have a flight to catch, so I have to leave. I see friend B at the airport because she has a flight to catch. She's at the airport. I do not talk to her. I get one text message from her saying, hey, you owe me this much money, and immediately get blocked by Instagram on Instagram. Can't see any of her posts. I'm pretty sure I'm blocked on Facebook. Haven't talked to her. She blocked even my husband's Instagram. Like she went that far. Like, so I have no clue what's going on in her life. She hasn't talked to anybody from this bachelorette trip. The only contact that me and the bride have gotten, other than me getting like, hey, you owe me this much money, was her responding back to the RSVP online saying, not going.
So she's not going to the wedding.
She didn't go to the wedding. No, she
Okay,
wasn't
so the
there.
wedding's already happened.
Yeah, the wedding already happened. Yeah.
Was she a bridesmaid, friend B?
She was a bridesmaid.
Shut up. Was she the maid of honor? I'm like, where's the maid of honor in all
She
this?
was not the maid of honor. There was no maid of honors, but she was the one taking control of a lot of things. Like she changed the color of the dresses that the bridesmaids chose because she didn't like the one that originally was chosen. It was just wild. I got on the plane and proceeded to cry and then debriefed with my friends afterwards because I was like, am I in the wrong? Like, was this wild? And one of my friends literally told me, just like you, Abby said, this is like a bachelorette party of your nightmare. Like, this is probably the worst bachelorette party you could go on. And that made me feel better. And people also put in perspective of being like, hey, like, think about it this way. If you told somebody, like, hi, I want this type of bachelorette party, like, I want to go to this city in our state, like, I want it this way. And then you got, oh no, we are going to your cousin's house 30 minutes away from where you live. And yeah, I also have nothing planned. And I was like, wow, that does sound shitty. And they were like, that's basically what you just did.
Let's
So,
psychoanalyze friend B because I'm just confused on the motivation. I feel like there are a couple of unspoken rules in girl code. And one of the unspoken rules is that when somebody has a bachelorette party or like a big milestone birthday, you show up and you put some effort into it, or you try your best, or you send the Venmo or whatever. Why do we think that she wanted to do a bachelorette party from hell?
we have a lot of thoughts. So friend C is one of friend B's friends, like best friends. Like they went to college, like they've known each other for a really long time. Friend C was going through a lot of problems with her life, personal life, and she couldn't potentially pay for a very expensive, extravagant bachelorette party. So there's some of my friends who I've told like the full story to, and they're like, it sounds like friend B was catering to friend C, who was supposed to be friend C. Like, remember, friend C was supposed to be Shrek of this bachelorette party. She's the one who also bullied the bride to wear a vase, asked her to wear certain outfits, certain things, and couldn't pay probably potentially a lot of money for it. To keep all costs down, it felt like friend B was like, okay, well, to keep costs down, like maybe we go to this place, use the bride's brother's house, and like that helps keep costs low. And then like not really do any excursions because excursions and activities cost money. And that would add up, right? Like that's what a few of my other friends' thought processes are. I also think that friend B might have been also going through personal stuff that she hadn't shared with me and the bride, and therefore just decided to not plan as much as she would have previously. And then it all crept up on her and she's like, oh shit, like I have to do stuff, and then just didn't. I don't know. I wish I could go and ask her, but I'm blocked on everything. Because there's also a part of me who's like, I should now, you know, weeks had passed and I was like, I feel like I should reach out to her and make sure she's okay. But you know, I didn't on at the end of the day because she did make her bed and she really just burned it all. And I'm also of the camp that like when you accept to be a bridesmaid, you do whatever in your power to make it about the bride. And I say that because 2 years ago, me and the bride were the one in charge of friend B's bachelorette party. And the bride actually offered her parents' lake house for us to use for the bachelorette party. And we made it all about friend B and made it exactly what she wanted. She wanted a chill weekend at the lake on a boat with her girls, 70s themed. I came up a day early to decorate the whole entire place we were staying at. Like it, yes. So like we put in so much work for hers that like it felt like such a disservice to do to the bride. And that's why ultimately I was like trying to console the bride more than I was trying to console friend B, because again, it wasn't about you. You signed up for this. We had already done your bachelorette party. We had already done my bachelorette party. Like this is the last one of the three of us to do it. And like you want to make it what they want at the end of the day. So I think weddings, honestly, and I know you've said this on your podcast, I think weddings just bring out the worst in people. And you really see like what truly they care about and how selfish a person can be and how selfish other people can, selfless other people can be. But again, I'm also in the camp of like, once you say yes, your opinion does not matter. It is all about the bride.
I totally agree. And that's devastating for a friendship to end over what is supposed to be such a fun thing. I mean, I know bachelorette culture has kind of gotten out of control, but at the same time, like, if you need to vocalize that you have to stay within a certain budget, I feel like as a bridesmaid, you're well within your right to do that. But to basically make it, oh, we're going to stay at his house, but we're going to stay in the suburbs, and also I'm going to make no plans and put no effort into it, is just devastating from a reciprocal standpoint, especially if you guys have already put in so much effort to make her feel special and valued, and now to not get that same energy back, I think speaks volumes about that person's character.
I think so too. When I talk about it, and when you ask like how this friendship was due, and like were there signs, I was like, it really just felt like it was out of the blue. Like it felt like there were personal things happening in her life that she didn't want to share, or she didn't feel comfortable sharing, or whatever. And that's fine. But like, it felt like to bring all that into a situation that wasn't about her hurts at the end of the day. Because yeah, like. You know, she yelled at the bride, being like, I clearly have no friends here. I was in this room crying by myself. Guess what? The bride was crying also. Like, you don't think you didn't hurt the bride and she's not over here sobbing her eyes out at her bachelorette party? That is what the kicker is to me, is like, you are complaining that you didn't have any friends because no one checked on you. What about the bride? What about her? Like, yeah, she was surrounded by all of us because we were all there for her. And I get it, it's a lonely feeling to cry in your room by yourself and like feel like you want somebody to reach out to you, but it's also not, this was also just not an opportune time to do that either. Like there are times and places for these types of things, and it just, this was just not it, like in my opinion, where you can straddle, like, not saying I chose sides, but I definitely chose the person who needed me, in my opinion, the most at that moment. But then, yeah, I went home and cried about it. Like, I literally came home and it was like my husband picked me up and he was like, how was it? And I was just in tears the whole entire time. Like, it was just traumatic. And I was just like, I have to let out all my emotions that I wasn't able to, because I was just on not survival mode, but like trying to make it work or trying to salvage this for the bride. So I was just, my emotions were basically, and not in a bad way, just like there were things that like I was like, you know, I can cry about this later. I am here to support my friend, and my friend who's crying at her bachelorette party, sobbing at her bachelorette party, I think she needs me more than I need a good cry.
100%. But I get that pressure cooker of feeling like there's no safe place for you to kind of let your guard down, because you're trying to be strong for the bride too,
Yes.
obviously.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you think that the situation would have happened at some point in your friendship, or do you think if this bachelorette party had never happened, would you guys have been friends forever?
I think about that constantly, and I think we would have stayed being friends. I think this was bound to happen, this type of blow up. There was some other tension around who everybody was like married to, and the bride is a very, yeah, I know, there's a lot
Wait, like can we explore that for a second? I know you privacy is important, but like when you say there's tension surrounding who people are married to, what's the tea?
The bride just felt like friend B could have done better, and like that she was in kind of a loveless marriage, to be completely honest. And it made us sad to see her, in our opinion, like her light dim a little bit, like every time we saw her and like her change, and like it just gradually happened. And I was supportive of it because that's what she chose. But I will say, the bride was very outspoken about it, like that. Tension obviously was sometimes there and present. And for the most part, we didn't bring around our significant others, even though all three of us had significant others. But it was like an unspoken type of tension, I would say, that was very underlying of like, you could have done better, and we just feel like you, not me per se, but the bride would felt like she settled, and like her light was just getting dimmer and dimmer, and it was. in the bride's eyes, it was just hard to watch her go through that. And so there's always that underlying tension of like, you're unhappy and I know you're unhappy. So like, let's do something, get you out of it. But friend B always said she was happy and she was fine. And, you know, and so I take it at face value, right? I take, if you're saying you're happy, I'm not going to be the one to throw a grenade into your happiness, if that's what you're saying is what's make you happy. But the bride was very much like, no, I don't think she's happy.
Do you think
And
in
I
any way, and maybe it's subconscious on friend B's part, but do you feel like she was lashing out or maybe punishing the bride, friend A, through this bachelorette party because deep down, friend B was upset in her own marriage and maybe upset about that criticism?
think so. Other people who've heard this story, basically they're like, it sounds like friend B literally hates the bride. And I was like, I guess. Like, you know, I was the one in it. So in my eyes, I'm like, they're just having a spat, maybe, potentially. No, obviously now I'm not in that mindset. I'm pretty much like, I think there might have been some underlying tension everywhere. And I was just not aware of it because I'm over here taking everything from face value. Unless you're opening up to me and saying like, I need help, I am sad, I am upset, then I'm going to support you, right? Like, because I just think I don't have a say in your life like that. I can help and I want to help and I'm there to help, but I don't think everyone, I think it's hard when you do have friend A slash the bride saying this in your ear, but then you're saying like, I am happy and I'm fine. And sometimes it's, you know, you're stuck in a rock in a hard place. And that
Yeah.
was where I was at. And I think to your point though, like there might have been some underlying tension. And that's why I think maybe years down the line, there probably would have been a blow up. I don't know if it would have been like this, but yeah, I think there probably would have been some type of unleashing everything. And this just happened to be it.
No, literally. And trios are so hard, especially for girlfriend groups, which I hate to put that on women because I think we get such a bad rap for like not being good friends to each other or having a friend that secretly hates you. From your perspective, you wouldn't have ever said until this situation, like, oh yeah, friend B like does not like friend A. You just thought it was like typical friendship BS.
Because like I've gone out with them, we've gone on trips together, like we've hung out multiple times, and there was never any, in all honesty, indication that like it felt like there was some type of like dislike or like hatred, if that makes sense. We all talked normal. I would even have said that friend A and friend B were closer than me and the bride. Like, to be completely honest, that's how I had viewed it. And maybe I was wrong, but that's how I viewed it from an outside looking in. I was like, oh, friend A and friend B are so much closer than me and the other two girls.
Do you think there's any future for your friendship at all? Because I mean, 10 years out the window because of one weekend. I know it does feel like it's one weekend, but I do think women, because we like to keep the peace, we do kind of build up those things
Yeah,
and
I
we
think
do kind of,
so.
it's a lot of unspoken resentment. So I mean, I think it is fair to say like it's not necessarily just one weekend that quote unquote ruined the friendship, but do you think there's any getting past all those feelings that came up within this one bachelorette party? Do you think there's a future for your friendship?
I mean, if I'm ever unblocked, I would love to like just talk to her and be like, yo, what the heck happened? Because I truly don't know what happened. Like, to me, like, yeah, it was a train wreck, but I was also, you know, doing the most to try to make sure it wasn't train wreck to help her. But then it ended up blowing up in at the end of it anyways. So, I mean, yeah, I'd love to talk to her and be like, hey, what the heck? Are you okay? Like, are you okay too? You
Yeah.
know, like, I still care for her and I still want to make sure she's okay. I just couldn't at that moment. And I thought she would understand, in all honesty, but she didn't. And then there's a part, you know, I've talked to the bride about this obviously too, to kind of talk to her about like what her thoughts are. And she's like, yeah, I'm open to it, but like I think she also needs to apologize. And she hasn't apologized and she hasn't even talked to me. And the first thing she gets after that weekend is her RSVP saying she's no longer coming to the wedding. She didn't even text her. It was literally through her website that she then got the notification.
It's
And
just
the bride hadn't even like said that you can't come. She was still expecting her to be a bridesmaid. She still expected her to be there. Like it wasn't like in the bride's, and this is the thing, I talked to the bride, right? In her the bride's mind, she was like, this didn't end my like to her, she was like, this wasn't a friendship ending thing. Like I thought we were gonna talk, I thought she's gonna apologize, I thought we were gonna be able to like discuss it. But then like the next day she gets the updated RSVP with zero people attending. So she disembowelled herself, because everyone kept, you know, like when I told the story, everyone kept asking me like, so did the bride tell, say like she wasn't a bridesmaid? Like she, I was like, no, she uninvited herself. Like we didn't even do anything. We didn't text her that she was uninvited. We didn't follow up on it. Like the only text message I got was, hey, you owe me this much money.
So weird.
And that's it.
It's just bizarre to me that she wouldn't understand why the bride would be upset. The Bachelorette was a shit show, and you're not going to take any responsibility for this whatsoever. You're just going to make it about you and how you're feeling on that weekend.
Yeah, and then slam the door and make the bride cry again.
Relationships and conflict don't ever have to make sense, but it's sad hearing it from an outside perspective. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, the math is not adding up. It doesn't make sense.
I know. And then I was like, then there's a part of me who was like, should I have said something to her in the airport and like duped it out in the airport before we got on our flights? But there's also the other part of me that was like, I am so emotionally drained from this weekend. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think I have it in me to go up to friend B in the airport and be like, hey, let's talk about this. Because I was like, I need to leave. Like, I physically need to get out of there myself so I can actually process my own emotions.
What do you think friend B wanted from you? Like, I'm trying to figure out why she thinks she's a victim here.
I think friend B wanted a friend to come in there and talk to her and be like, what's going on? And I get it. Like, in her eyes, I wasn't there for her. But, and I might get flack for that, but like, I'm here for the bride, right? Like, this is a bachelorette weekend for a specific person. It's not like a friendship. If this was a friendship, different circumstances, different, probably a different outcome.
Yeah.
But we all agreed to come to one location for a specific person. If that specific person is crying their eyes out, I'm sorry, I'm going to stay with the crying and the eyes out specific person that we're here for, not for the person who made her cry.
Well, I think it speaks volumes that she uninvited herself, and that may come from a place of shame of not wanting to face what she knows that she did deep down, and it's more comfortable for her to hang on to whatever pride she can, thinking that she's in the right for whatever reason. So what have you learned from this situation, and how do you think that this story can help others after hearing that?
Know what you're signing up for when you become a bridesmaid. Just like ask the bride, hey, what are your expectations? And that will help, you know, clear up a lot of air, to be completely honest. Because like, some brides have a laundry list of expectations, right? Some brides are super chill and they're like, hey, just show up. That's okay. I think to your point, like, Abby, like, bridal culture is insanity sometimes. And I think it does make or break friendships a lot. And I think just going into it eyes wide open will help both of y'all get to the other side. Because I was a bride, right? Like, I did all this and I was stressed and I hated every, to be completely honest, I hated wedding planning. It's like the worst thing ever. So to then add another type of stress on the bride, like having to nurture a friendship, is also very hard because you're also trying to plan a wedding. Like, I think that's what I'm taking away from it, is just being more upfront in my friendships too, of like, if I do get asked to be a bridesmaid again, just to be like, hey, what are your expectations of me? Like, let me know what you need, and then let me tell you if I can actually do them, because I don't want you to assume, I don't want them to assume that I'm not able to just because I have a kid or just because I'm busy, but I also don't want to assume that it's going to be easy either, if that makes sense. So I think like having more open communication in your adult friendships helps a lot, and be transparent about where you are in life with your friends if you need those types of help. And then just understand that bridal culture is kind of insane, but it doesn't have to be. And you, if you're in it, you can make it less stressful for yourself and the bride at the end of the day by just being upfront about like what you're willing to do and what they're asking of you. And if it doesn't connect, then you can say no. And your friendship will survive.
Tune in on Thursday for another breakdown bonus episode where I'll be playing you a conversation I'm having with a therapist about how to survive the girls trip. How do you go on a girls trip and still leave with all your friends? And also, why does it seem that groups of three, when it comes to girl friendships, never seem to work out? How can we get ahead of the problems before they come to fruition and make sure that our three musketeers stay three and not two or one? I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.